You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Could the Orioles have possibly seen Adley Rutschman in an Oriole uniform for the last time? It's a lot of scuttlebutt. We've been talking for a while on this show, Jason, about the possibility of the Orioles trading Adley Rutschman. And in one of his recent columns for USA Today, Bob Nightingale broached this subject. He joins us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. So, Bob, thank you as always for your time. Do you think that the Orioles will be actively looking to trade Adley Rutschman this offseason?
I think they'll certainly let people know he's available and not can give him away. I would think that teams would, clamor after him, say, we think he'll bounce back. If you get a good hitting catcher, he can help out a lot of teams. So, yeah, I think they'll definitely listen to all offers.
People are kind of looking at this situation with the Bisaio extension a lot of different ways, and a lot of it is trying to make the Rubik's Cube fit from a baseball standpoint. Are you going to be able to derive enough value out of each of them catching? And I know there's questions about Bisaio catching regularly in the majors, but I just wonder, as human beings, like, Adley was the sort of face of the franchise. He was their glory boy while they were exceeding expectations. They've started failing to meet expectations when he really fell off a cliff, and he's been off that cliff for a while now, and I wonder if he ever sees himself getting his money here. Like, I wonder if there's a part of him, not to say he's playing second fiddle to Bisaio, but so many of these dynamics have changed. I just wonder if Adley might be a little more open to a new start somewhere else where he might be able to get his pot of gold if that ship's already sailed here. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I would think if you struggle someplace, all the pressure, expectations, what a change of scenery can be good. Look at what happened with Andrew Vaughn. He was the number third pick in the country for the White Sox and kind of floundered there. Went to Milwaukee and became living up to expectations, became a star again. So you see it all the time where guys just need a change of scenery. It could be a thing for him too, because obviously. The spotlight, if he shows up in spring and they still have him, you got a big spotlight on him to see how much he plays and how much he stays as a catcher.
Talking with Bob Nightingale, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Bob, I'm sure you know this, but the Orioles had not signed a player to a real multi-year deal. Tyler O'Neill's probably going to opt in, so he'll get multi-years, but a real multi-year deal since Alex Cobb, which predated Mike Elias being GM here with the Orioles. So with Sam Bisaio done, do you think more extensions could come?
I don't think necessarily. This was a very good contract for the club. It's certainly a team-friendly contract. I'm sure they've tried with other guys, and the agents have said, no, we're not going to do this. So sometimes if it takes a young guy and doesn't have any money at all, says, let me take my money now, and I'll try to hit the lottery again, 7 or 8 years down the road. Obviously, Scott Boras has 3 or 4 of those guys.
Yes.
And he's never done that. I mean, he'll lock a guy up through arbitration, but not touching free agency. If you're not going to touch free agency, why should the Orioles even do that?
How close do you think this team is to contending? They talk about it like, oh, yeah, you know, we've got this core and, you know, we just have a few holes to fill. But, like, there's been a huge leadership void here. I think they need an everyday bat somewhere hitting between third and fifth in this lineup. Their closer might never pitch for them again. They need a setup man from the right side on top of that. And we all know starting pitching's been an issue for a while. Like, that seems to me to be a bit far away, which is, again, part of why I think the Adley thing is so interesting, because he could probably check several of those boxes for them.
Yeah, I thought they should have gone hard after Christian Walker, you know, who was with the organization, you know, early on, and then became a star in Arizona, is doing well in Houston. But you're right. I mean, you need a one or two, you know, aces that got to get. Rebuild the bullpen. You know, a lot of teams need to rebuild the bullpen, so kind of start from scratch there. But that's the big thing. I mean, when Mike Elias is with Houston, you know, that's when they're working for Jeff Lew now. That's what they did. They did the same blueprint, you know, just stunk to the heavens there, completely rebuilt. But they went and got starting pitchers. They went and got and traded for Gerrit Cole. They traded for Justin Verlander. And I think that's what the mistake was during this past winter. Let Corbin Burns go. They really didn't get any better to replace him. I mean, Charlie Morton's pitching well now, but he didn't pitch well for Orioles, obviously. Yeah.
Bob, I'm curious. We haven't talked to you maybe since before the season started. What do you think about the job that Mike Elias has done since he announced liftoff? It seemed to have gone the other way.
Well, I mean, I'm certainly just a big disappointment. I mean, we look at the two biggest disappointments in baseball. It's Atlanta and Baltimore. Atlanta's had those injuries. You know, Baltimore, you know, hasn't been hit by those kind of injuries. So, yeah, and I think it's a big winner for them. I think they have to go, you know, hit that starting pitching market. You know, go get a guy like a Zach Gallen from Arizona, who's a free agent, you know, and some of these guys who are available. So I think they just got to rebuild that pitching staff and go from there. But I agree with you, getting a veteran bat, no matter who it is, whether it's a Pete Alonso or something like that, you know, would really help that team. There's just some leadership in the clubhouse where guys can lean on.
Do you think there's any chance someone other than Mike Elias is hiring the next manager of the Baltimore Orioles or overseeing that search? I mean, could it be that close to 7 years is enough?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
I don't see that. I'd be stunned. I mean, okay. He worked it like a charm, got that farm system back. This big year was a huge disappointment. Now, if it happens again next year, it's a different story. But I don't think they can just say, okay, you had a bad year here. You're gone. I think it'll definitely be back.
We're talking with Bob Nightingale. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's talk about some other major league things, Bob. The Milwaukee Brewers have the best record in all of baseball. Are you buying them in the postseason?
Yeah, I love to, but it's hard to. I mean, they do have great, starting rotation. Bullpen is solid, not great. But yeah, they just, you know, they don't have that big bat, you know, that they hit a home run. They don't have that, they have good starting pitching, but they don't have an ace that just scares you. So I worry about them. You know, they will have that 1 week off. They should have the first round bye, you know, which may help them. But it's tough to think that, hey, this team's going to be better than the Dodgers or the Phillies or the Mets or something like that.
So they clearly have the best record in baseball, but I hear you, playoffs are different. But so, like, but who's the best team in baseball? Because I watch a lot of baseball and I find myself, I won't even say picking nits. Like, seems to me that there's a lot of teams that still have fairly significant holes. Like, a lot of teams are going to be in the playoffs where I feel like there's two or three things that I could knock them on.
No, I'm with you. I think all these teams have, you know, flaws. I mean, we already know who the 12 teams getting in. Now it's just for seeding purposes.
Right.
I would have said Philadelphia before Wheeler went down.
Yeah.
I still think the World Series goes through L.A. I mean, again, those guys back now. The relievers are back. Blake Snell and Glasnow are back. You know, I still think, you know, they're getting those guys back at the right time. So I still got to think L.A. is the team to beat.
Bob, coming into play today, the Astros lead the Mariners by a game and a half. Who do you like to win that division and why?
I like the Mariners. You know, they've been a big tease the last few years, had a great pitching and wasted it. And now they got some offensive help at the deadline, you know, got a new first baseman, new third baseman, and Suarez and Naylor. So I like them. I think Houston's kind of floundering a little bit. Mm. Yeah, that's a big blow when they lost Josh Nader. Hater. That's tough to overcome. I mean, he is probably the best closer in baseball, and now you don't have him.
Speaking of flawed teams, the New York Yankees, I know they're beating up on the Nats these last couple days, but their record in the AL East is bad. Their record against above 500 teams is not special. They've got a lot of issues. We all know Aaron Boone's not getting fired this late in the season, but if they bow out quickly in the playoffs, is there any sort of reset there?
I can see that. I mean, if they don't make it, I think it's bounced for sure. If they get knocked out in the first round, then I think it's almost a coin flip. I think he could go. Obviously, Brian Cashman, the GM, likes him a lot. But, you know, there may be such a groundswell, like, okay, let's make a move here. Because they are playing sloppy baseball, and, you know, someone's got to be responsible for that. You know, it's a very similar team to a year ago, where they just don't have to out-home their mistakes to win.
Bob Nightingale, always great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Take care.
Check out Bob's work in the USA Today. Coming up next, though, we're in here from the people. Ravens have extended Kyle Hamilton. A Ravens roster is set. Their practice squad set. We'll get that to you coming up. What do you think of the moves they made? Are you upset about Jalen Armour Davis being on? We can talk Orioles and Kyle Bradish as well. 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.